We're on the last line of Tzadik Hayomid Aleph. Omer le Rav Yemer le Rav Ashi. V'homaisim b'chol yom. The Shaila was whether, you know, the halacha is that as long as they're b'nei chorin, right, as long as the lokeach left fields to be collected, even if they're ziburis by the balchov, so you can't go collect from the mishubadim from the lokeach. And the same thing goes that if there was a first lokeach and he left fields by the balchov, and then what's it called, there was another lokeach, and the first lokeach can say, I left fields by the first lokeach, so you can collect from him, but not from me. So it always goes in order. Okay, so the halacha shaila was, what happens if the field is there, but it's ruined? Do you still say that you collect from the ruined field, or now you can go and collect from the lokeach, from the mishubadim? So the Gemara says, v'homaisim b'chol yom, right, Rashi, the dayonim donin, the kivin d'shtadit, b'nei chori, torit mishabdim. That a ruined field is considered like it's not there, and you can collect from the mishubadim directly. Dahu gavra, the mishkein le pardesu lechavrei, the person who loaned money from someone, Reuven loaned money from Shimon, and he gave him his pardes as a mashkin. So now Shimon has Reuven's pardes. He gave it to him for 10 years, that he can eat the produce of the kerem and of the pardes and pay off the debt like that. After 10 years, right, and it would go back for free, and the debt would have been paid. So he would get his payment from the pardes. Because l'chamesh shonim, and what happened was that the pardes stopped producing fruit, got old, and stopped producing fruit after 5 years, and he only got half of his loan. For osla kamayu d'rabbanan, they came to Beis Din, because v'lei tirfa, and they gave him a shtar tirfa, he can go collect mishubadim, he can go collect the debt from other land. So you see, even though there's b'nei chorin, but it's ruined field, it won't produce anymore, still, the land is still worth something, they could build on it, but it's not worth anything legabe produce. Still, well, so it's not considered b'nei chorin, and you can collect from mishubadim. Gemara says, no, there's no proof from there. We said before that where the lokeach damages himself, there you surely can collect from mishubadim. But where the lokeach didn't do anything wrong, right, then if the field is still available, b'nei chorin, even if it's ruined, you have to collect from that. Gemara says, hasum nami inu hu dapsidu anapshayu. Right, the lekuchos who bought fields, knowing that this guy has a pardes as a mashkon, right? They shouldn't have done that. Kiven da haviyadi the pardes of it, the kish, lo iboy lo nisman. They shouldn't have bought fields from this guy, knowing that he has an outstanding loan, and that the payment of the loan was dependent on this pardes. People know that pardes many times dry up. The hilchasa, the halacha is not like that. Yishtadot b'nei chori tart mishabdi. That under all circumstances, if the b'nei chorin get ruined, you can collect from mishubadim. Rashi. Pardesa kerem le'eser shonim shiochleno eser shonim v'tachzor le'bayim below mos. He eats the produce for 10 years, and that's the payment for the loan. And then the kerem goes back to the owner without. He doesn't have to sell it back to him. He's only a mashko. The cost of labor, mishlim, shnin, ilang, tapik, ara, dain, below kesef. He wrote to him, after 10 years, I'll get my field back, my pardes back, and the payers that you got for 10 years will pay the loan. Kosh, his skin, it got old and didn't produce fruit anymore. Iurafsir anafshe, lokeach, shaloka, sada, miyad zeh, shemishkan, kerem, zeh, bachrayis, liochle, yuchonim, anybody who bought a field, knowing that this guy has an outstanding debt that he's paying by a mashkon with a kerem, should have taken in consideration that sometimes the kerem doesn't produce. It stops producing. Ovid dikish v'hadar mal v'alakuchos, and he knew that if that's the case, that he's going to go and collect from mishubadim, the lokeach himself was negligent. Okay, let's go on. Omar Abaye. Nichsai loch v'acharayach liploni. Right, a man said to a woman who wasn't married, I'm giving you my nechasim, and after you, right, if you die, then they should go to Ploni. V'omda v'nises, and she got married, so now her nechasim belong to her husband. Baal lokeachadeh, v'ein lacharecha v'mokum baal. So the baal now becomes like a lokeach, and the halach is like this. If I say to a person, here, I'm giving you my nechasim, and whatever's left when you die goes to Ploni. Then, as long as that person is alive, they could sell the property. Once they sell it, then there's nothing left for acharecha. It's only what they have in their own possession. So if the baal is considered like a lokeach, he's not considered like her. If he's considered like her, then when she died, it goes to somebody else. But if he's considered lokeach, it's like she sold it to somebody when she was alive, and when she died, there was nothing left. So the halacha is that the baal is considered like a lokeach, and the next guy in line gets nothing. Commands, where it says, who is this Golai? Ki hai tana. The tanya, nichsai loch v'acharecha leploni, yorad harisho numachar, hasheni motzi miyad halakuchos divi rebi. Right? Rebi holds that if you made this tnai, acharecha leploni, and the first person sold it, the what's it called, the acharecha, and then the person died, the acharecha can collect from the lekuchos. Not like we said before, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein L'Sheni L'Mashashi Rishon. The first one can sell it, and the sale's a sale, and then there's nothing left. Acharecha means whatever you have when you die goes to Ploni, but whatever you sold before is not yours anymore, that doesn't go to Ploni. So it goes like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the case before. Umi Omer Abaye Hachi, did Abaye say this, that a woman can do that? She has these nechasim and acharecha, and if she gets married, it's like she sold it to her husband, and now the acharecha loses out. Did Abaye say that? Omar Abaye, Izeo Rosha Arum, who's a sly Rosha. Zahanesi Eitzah Limkor B'Nechasim K'Rav Shim Gamliel. Somebody who gives somebody an Eitzah to sell nechasim, and like the halacha like K'Rav Shim Gamliel, that if he sells them, the acharecha gets nothing. So this guy's not getting any handoah, and he's depriving the what's it called, the acharecha, right, by giving a sly eitzah. Why do you have to give an eitzah? It hurts somebody else. If he'd be selling himself, some people hold it's not a problem. You can sell whatever you want, and so you'll prevent somebody else from getting it. That's your business. You have to suffer because you want to leave it for somebody else. But somebody gives an eitzah like that, what's the eitzah for? Why do you have to give this person an eitzah to hurt somebody else? So Shemar says, Mika Omar Tina say Nises Ka Omar. Doesn't say that we tell her, go get married so you can prevent the other guy getting anything. She got married. Nobody gave her an Eitzah for that. Not the Chatchila she should do it. But Omar Abaya, Nichsay Loch Vacharecha Leploni, Mochra, Mesa, Habal Motzi, Miyana Lekuchos. Now, if a person said, Nichsay Loch, and afterwards, after you die, goes to Ploni, and she sold fields, and then she died, the baal can take away from the lekuchos. Right? Why? We'll see in a second. The acharecha miyad baal. And then the acharecha can take it away from the baal. Because not like we said before, we'll see in a second why. That and the baal is not like a lokeach, that the acharecha gets nothing. The acharecha can take it away from the baal. The lokeach miyad acharecha, and then the lokeach can take it away from the acharecha. Umokmin and lekulo biyodet lokeach, and we give everything to lokeach because in the end he's the one who's going to get it. So Moshe says, "Maishno mehodishnan vechozros chalila." Our mission says that it keeps going back and forth, and we have to make a pshara. Here, why does lokeach get in the end? Atshiyasu pshara b'neiyim. Moshe says, "Hasam islu pseida lekulo." Over there, everybody's losing because everybody paid something for this. So in order that nobody should lose completely, make a pshara. Hachalokeach would sleep seder. He's the only one who paid for this field. Everybody else got as a present. The only one who paid for it is a lokeach. So say us, therefore we give it to the lokeach. And Tosus says we don't have to go through the whole thing. First the baal gets it, then the lokeach, then the what's it called, then the acharecha gets it, then the lokeach gets it. But we give it right away to the lokeach as if went through the whole process. Rashi. Nichsailach, Omer Lipnuya. He said to an unmarried woman, Nichsailach, giving you my nechasim, Vacharayich Liploni. And after you die, it goes to so and so. She made a condition that this is only yours till you die. When you'll die, it'll transfer automatically to somebody else. Ki haita, Nikrib Shimon, to Omer Mechiras or Mechira. Goes like Rav Shimon Gamliel that the Mechira is a Mechira, and you can deprive the Acharecha from getting anything if you sell everything when you're alive. V'om Rabbi, Nichsei Lach, L'kaman Moki L'hosh Maitre Basraisa B'omer L'nisua. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain the difference between this case and the first case. First case is where you gave it to a woman who wasn't married. So you didn't have intention that her husband shouldn't get it. But when you gave it to a married woman and you said Acharecha L'ploni, you had intention to say that her husband shouldn't get it. Otherwise, there's no Acharecha. Habal motzi miyad alokeach, imbo ladun imo, yochul hu liskos bedin, shu lokeach rishon. The Baal is the first lokeach. So he, if there was another lokeach, he can take it away from the lokeach, because he comes first. The Acharecha, yochul hotzi miyad habal. And the person who he made the tznai gets the nechosim after she dies can take it away from the Baal. When did Abaye say that if the Baal is like a lokeach and the acharecha doesn't get anything? That's only if he gave it to her when she wasn't married, then she got married. So he didn't have in mind to exclude the Baal. Right? That when you give it to a married woman, you know her husband's in the picture. So what is he saying? Your husband shouldn't get it. The other person should get it. So there he specifically excluded the husband. The lokeach miyad acharecha, k'Rav Shimon, the omer de mechira sarishon mechira. Lokeach can go and take it away from the acharecha, because if you sell it when you're alive, it cancels out and deprives the acharecha. Shemara says, in the end, the lokeach gets it. Bezin doesn't take it away from the lokeach. In the beginning, we did take it away from the lokeach and gave it to the Baal. Since he got it because the woman sold it. I'm a lokeach rishon from the isha, right? So therefore, he gets it over the lokeach. But over here, we took it away from the lokeach, and we took it away from the Baal and gave it to acharecha. Now the lokeach wants to take it away from acharecha, right? The Baal has no claim against the acharecha, because since he gave it to her when she was married, he intended to exclude the Baal. Ain bezin iskok in the Baal, kitagomer tami lekameh. Okay. Also, Rafram Omer Lishmaisa Kameh Ravashi. Rafram went and said over this what Rabbi said to Ravashi. Mi Omer Rabbi Hachi. Right, so he said to him, did Rabbi say that? Acharecha keeps it, takes it away from the Baal? Omer Rabbi Nichsilov Acharech Leploni Omda Venishis Baal Lokeachade. Vein Lacharecha B'makom Baal Klu. The Acharecha can't take it away from the Baal. The Baal's considered a lokeach. It's like she sold it when she was alive. Omer lei, no. Hasam to Omer lakshi pnuya. When he gave her the thing and said to her, after you die, it goes to Ploni, he didn't exclude the Baal. She didn't have a Baal. So now when she gets married, this is it. She sold it to the Baal. And that's, therefore, the sale's a sale. Hachad to Omer lakshi nesua. But if he said to her when she was in nesua, right, then he knows that the Baal automatically gets it. And still he said acharecha. So therefore he meant acharecha and not the Baal. He meant to make it a condition. The Baal shouldn't get it. I'm only giving to you on the condition that the Baal doesn't get it, and if you die, somebody else will get what's left. Okay, Rashi. No, the chein Baal Chov. The Mishnah says the same thing applies to Baal Chov. Tana the chein Baal Chov v'shnei lekuchos. The chain isha balas chovishne lekuchos. Rashi explain what it means. Rashi, the chain bal chovishne lekuchos. Ruvain nosha b'shimon mana. Ruvain owes Shimon, what's it called, $100. The lo shtei sados. And, Ruvain had, two fields. Umachron l'shnayim. He sold the fields to two people. And the fields were worth 50, 50 zoos each. So half of the loan. Zoo b'chamisha v'zoo b'chamisha. Because of Baal Chov l'lokei asheni, dinu dvorim ein li emach. And the Baal Chov wrote to the, what's it called, to the second one, the second lokeach, I'm not going to bother with you. I have no claim on your field. So Baal Chov notu mi'ad harishon. So the Baal Chov now can collect half of his debt from the first field. He can't collect the other half from the second field because he wrote ein dinu dvorim mainly. Okay. The chan ein lo mar hinachti mokum shetig vehimenu shari chovo keneged shdeyim. Can't say that the guy says, oh, I left you, when I bought my field, I left you a different field to collect. No, that field was only worth half the chov. So he can't say that. Right? You didn't leave me enough to collect the whole chov. So I can collect the half of it from you. The other half I can't collect from the lokei sheni because I made a deal with him. I wouldn't do anything with him. But lokeach rishon motzi miyad sheni. But the first guy was sold with achrayis too, so he can take it away from the second guy. Now he has it. He's not the second guy anymore. Now the Baal Chov can collect it from him. I never made a deal with you, so you take the field and I what's it called can collect it. Now I collect it. Ubaal Chov chozer motzi avsu min arishon. The lokeach sheni Baal Chov. But lokeach sheni says, yeah, but now I have a field that I'm supposed to get from this guy because he gave me achrayis, and you said that you wouldn't take away my field so I can take it back from you. So he gets it from the Baal Chov to collect the achrayis that the person who sold it to him. The chozer chalila shiasu pshara. It goes back and forth until they make a pshara, just like our Mishnah. The chen isha balas chov. Shehoyel achov ksubos habayas. Same similar case. Right, a woman had 100 zoos chov because of her ksuba on her husband. Umacher shtei sodosav, and these sodos were meshubah to the ksuba, and he sold two of these sodos to two different people, and they were only worth each one half of the chov. The ein b'shneim ela kedei ksubasa. The cost for the sheni dinu dvarim ein li'imach. She wrote to the second one, I won't take it away from you. So now ha'isha motziyam yad lokeach rishon. She can take her ksuba, which is half the amount from the first lokeach, right? The hu min hasheni, and the what's it called? The lokeach rishon then goes and takes the other field from the second one. Now that the first one has it, she can take it away from him. So she takes it away from him, but the second one comes to take it away from her because he had achrayis too. The haisha min harishon, the hasheni min haisha. The lokeach rishon min hasheni. Then the first one takes it back from the second one, and this keeps going around. The chosen chalil until they'll make a pshara. Okay, hadron lech mishayin nasi, hadron lech mishayin nasi, hadron lech mishayin nasi.